こんにちは、こんにちは。あゆみさん、ひろこさん、はじめまして。どうぞよろしくお願いします。私はペラルタマリオです。でもマリオだけ大丈夫です。ありがとうございます。このプレゼンテーション、テーマはエルサルバドルですね。面白いストーリー、ヘスースとフランシスコだと思います。あなたの質問ありがとうございます。すみません。私の日本語はちょっと悪いですから、英語と少し日本語使います。すみません。ごめんなさい。始まりましょう。ファーストポイントは名前ですね。エルサルバドル。エルサルバドル。スペイン語で。何と意味ですか？エルサルバドルデルムンド。The Savior of the World。誰ですか？ヘスクリスト。Jesus Christ。その意味です。日本から USA まで何時間ぐらいかかりますか？10時ぐらい、12時ぐらい、風によって。Approximately 10 hours or 12 hours. It depends on the wind. 次のフライトはロサンゼルスからサンサルバドルまで、時々。他の街はヒューストンからサンサルバドルまで、5時間ぐらい、6時間ぐらいかかります。El Salvador is very near from Mexico. Chubé, Central America is very near from Mexico and USA. Central America are 5 countries. And one of them is El Salvador. El Salvador 小さい国です。It's a tiny country. Only 20,000 kilometers squared.It's a very small one. Honduras, it's a neighbor country. You can find it at the north. In the borderline, during the 80s, there were camps of refugees. You can see Mesa Grande and Colomocawa. These are the places where Nagakura-san found Jesus to Francisco story.Thousands of refugees, Salvadorian refugees, were living at Mesa Grande and Colomocawa. Here you can watch some other pictures to have a better idea about this situation. In the video, they are singing about their hopes to come back to El Salvador, and they are asking for respect of human rights.Step by step, they got to come back during 1985-1987. However, the war was going on in El Salvador.
Atención, Pir! El arma es el hombre.
Thank you.
1989, there was a very big offensive from the guerrilla in several cities of all over the country. During 15 days, we were leaving the world. Bullets and bombs, whatever. Many, many people died. Soldiers, peasants, guerrillas, priests, and many other people. Men, women, and children. After 12 years in war, from 1980 until 1992, the peace accords were signed between the government and the guerrilla. But what happened after the civil war? Peace? During the 1980s, thousands of Salvadorian children and young people fled to the USA. During the 1990s, many Salvadorians returned as gang members and reproduced quickly, becoming a major problem for a poor country like El Salvador. After 1992 peace accords, the post-war period began.
It's 3 a.m. in San Salvador, and police are rounding up gang members. Dozens of cops are spreading out all over the poor neighborhood of Soyapango.
They're about to go house to house right now. They've got search warrants, and they're looking for gang members.
Inside, a man is handcuffed. His tattoo is proof of his membership in the 18th Street Gang, otherwise known as Diaz y Ocho. The woman tells police that her boyfriend is just a mechanic, despite his massive gang tattoo.
What is this man being charged with?
Dozens of gang members are arrested in the nighttime raid. We're here, along with members of the local press, so the government can show off its iron fist policy in action with a big show of force. That same night, a few kilometers away in downtown San Salvador, there's a different show of force. The third car bomb to go off outside a government office in recent weeks. It's a new chapter in a conflict many are now calling a war. The gangs are blamed.
Last week, there was a bomb placed outside the Justice Ministry, and about half an hour ago behind me, a car bomb exploded outside the Tax Ministry. This is sort of the latest tactic they've been using. There have been grenades thrown inside police stations. Police have been targeted all year, but the whole car bomb thing is really new and really scary.
There are two huge and powerful street gangs in El Salvador, Marisal Vitrucha, or MS-13, and Barrio Diaz y Ocho, or 18th Street. They've been fighting a brutal battle for territory for decades. But now they are also fighting a new enemy, as the police and military have been ordered to crush them. Violence has now risen to levels that haven't been seen since the country's civil war. Nearly 700 murders in June and over 900 in August.
In El Salvador these days, there's one murder an hour for a pretty small country, only 6 million people. It doesn't take long when you're, you know, going out at night to stumble upon a scene like this with a body laying dead in the streets. And that's pretty much what people here are living with, these just constant shootings and murders.
Right now, El Salvador is on track to be the nation with the highest homicide rate in the world. It is because of what the Supreme Court calls organized violence against the state, including killings by gangs of bus drivers, which forced the shutdown of the country's transport system, that it has given them a new name, terrorists, a name not typically used to describe street gangs. There are an estimated 60,000 gang members in El Salvador, but as many as 500,000 people depend on the gangs for their livelihoods. In a nation of 6.3 million, as many as 1 in 12 people have ties to the gangs. Raul Mahango, a former guerrilla, helped broker a truce between the gangs in 2012. Initially backed by the government, it collapsed after they pulled support. Mahango thinks that attacking the gangs will only make things worse.
Efectivamente, el país está viviendo una situación de guerra. Hay una situación de enfrentamiento que se produce todos los días, que está dejando cerca de 30 muertos diarios. Y obviamente, la guerra es lo que más produce muerte, dolor y sufrimiento.
This new application of the word terrorists that the government's using to describe the gangsters. What does that mean for the whole situation?
Sí. A mí me parece que ese fue un exceso. Tipificar de terroristas a las pandillas, primero es darle connotación política. En segundo lugar, pone en peligro de que el 11% de la población salvadoreña, que está de una o de otra manera relacionada con las pandillas, sea considerada como terrorista. Y esto nos convierta al país con más terroristas en el mundo.
How do you see this working out? Do you think this is the right solution, this all-out war on the gang members?
La acción represiva ha demostrado que no resuelve el problema. Por el contrario, lo vuelve mucho más agudo. La única experiencia de éxito que se tuvo fue al proceso que se le llamó tregua, que fue el único que logró reducir de 15 homicidios diarios a 5.
This government footage of El Salvador's so-called mega prison went viral when it was released in February. It's called the Terrorism Confinement Center, or CICOT. It's the centerpiece of Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele's self-declared war on gangs. Since the huge media campaign that surrounded its opening, there has been no other information about life inside CICOT. Relatives of those detained have been desperately trying to find out what's happened to them.
I saw the video on Facebook and I was going through it, pausing and rewinding. He was almost unrecognizable, so very thin. I only knew it was him by his tattoos.
Angelica says her husband has no links with gangs. She's heard nothing further about him since he was arrested under emergency powers brought in March 2022 by President Bukele. Through satellite imagery, data released by the Salvadoran government and documents seen by BBC Mundo, we've gathered information about the site. There are 8 cell blocks monitored by 19 watchtowers. Inside the cells, the beds are metal plates and there are 2 toilets open to the room. So far, the authorities say they have transferred 4,000 prisoners to the jail and that there is capacity for up to 40,000. The BBC has found that at full capacity, each person would have 0.58 square meters of space. The International Committee of the Red Cross recommends 3.4 square meters in a shared cell. Since the emergency anti-gang measures were introduced, at least 68,000 people have been arrested and crime has plummeted. Last year, the murder rate fell by 56.8%. President Bukele and his policies are extremely popular. But human rights groups and protesters say the measures have led to serious human rights abuses.
It wasn't possible for several governments from 1992 until 2019 to dominate the problem of the gangs. However, they tried in different ways. For example, truce. It is not so good for the government. It is not so good for the law.
Organizations are the ones who will go to CECOT. We have made a commitment to the people of El Salvador that they will never be.
Until now, there are more than 70,000 people in prison. Among them, it is estimated that there are more than 20,000 innocent people detained. and more than 200 innocent people have died inside the prisons. And President Nayib Bukele is so popular that he decided to become dictator for 5 more years. Although this is prohibited by the Constitution of El Salvador.